senators for any Reagan appellate appointment. As was said of Grover Cleveland, we love him for the enemies he has made. And finally, as a Romanian emigre, Alex is almost certainly the only federal judge to have been a member of the Young Pioneers. Our fourth speaker, Judge W. Brevard Hand, is Chief Judge of the United States District Court for the Southern District of Alabama, where he has served for over 15 years on the bench. A graduate of the University of Alabama College and Law School, he's been a longtime practicing lawyer in Mobile. Judge Hand received much attention several years ago for ruling that the Establishment of Religion Clause, originally thought binding only on Congress, had not in fact been incorporated into the 14th Amendment so as to bind the states. Now, that decision was reversed on appeal, essentially saying that the judge did not take the incorporation doctrine sufficiently seriously. He quite recently issued a ruling in a case involving textbooks in Alabama schools and is now being attacked for taking the incorporation doctrine too seriously. Both of these opinions, which are quite important and relevant to our topic, have been or are being reprinted in documents by the Center for Judicial Studies under the leadership of Jim McClellan, who's the chairman of the next session. The first opinion was published in a book entitled The Assault on Religion, edited by Russell Kirk, which is now in existence. The second is being published in a book under the title American Education on Trial, which will be available later in the year. One of the central issues of judicial review is that it inevitably involves a tension, even a direct conflict, with the elected arms of government. And the leading question, not just among all Americans, but also among the friends of ordered liberty assembled here, is just how readily and on what grounds may the dictates of the democratically elected branches be thwarted. Surely different clauses may compel different results. With some, the question is what is required, in others, what is permitted, in still others, what is forbidden. But we need a principled position on judicial review, a position that may not always be to our policy liking in each individual instance. For surely at times the popular will of the legislative and executive branches will be favorable to our policy views and at other times not. A principled theory of judicial review can help us to judge when that will should prevail and when judicial review and intervention is justified. Our speakers today will lead us into, and I hope, through that thicket. Our speakers have each agreed to speak for 15 minutes or less. Since the judges are used to enforcing time on others, I'm sure they will comply, and I'll take care of Henry. I give you Dean Henry Manning.